We will hit on the NBA Finals in 1 second. Before that, he's been busy today, Sip, but I got to read one more text from Wet Blanket. I think he has good takes when he chimes in.
What is going on with Wet Blanket?
He said, I wonder what Bill would say about Ahmad Hudson. He says he always talks about wanting guys who love football. This guy's a top 20 player that wants to be a basketball player. Does he love football? What does he love?
Can't you love both?
You can.
I think you can love both.
It's a fair question to ask.
Yeah.
It's fair. WP, active today. Thank you.
Thank you, WP.
Text line's been good. Thank you, textures and YouTube and everybody.
Yeah. We're just storming through a Monday.
Yes.
It's June 8th. A busy Monday, by the way.
It is. It is somewhat busy. And we did mention there are a couple baseball games tonight to wrap up the series to get the finales to Omaha.
Kansas, Oklahoma.
That game's wrapping up. It's a 8-1 suspended. That will start again today. I don't know what time it
starts. Oklahoma went into Lawrence and just got out the belt. Can I say that?
Well, it's not done yet. Right now, it appears to be going in Oklahoma's favor. They won the first game 8-1. They lead the second game 8-1 at this point.
They just got the belt out.
It's appearing to be 5 SEC teams of 8 in the CWS, and I'm sure Sip is just ecstatic about
flexing.
That. Is
it any surprise
your
at all?
Your conference is just getting it done once again.
I can't wait to talk to Sean about it. How many Big
SEC
10 teams
SEC pride.
How many Big 10 teams in there?
None. But they had a chance for 2. Didn't happen. Okay, so tonight is game 3 of the NBA Finals. We don't talk about NBA, but it is the finals, so we got to give it its respect. And how about respect for the New York Knicks? They've won 13 straight games. 13 straight. 13.
Are you sure it's not 14?
I think it's 13 straight.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's amazing.
That's all postseason, oh, by the way.
You know what's going on, right? Cat's just taking it to win.
And that's why they got Cat from Minnesota a couple years ago. Cat was meant to be the guy that got them over the hump.
Karl Anthony Towns has taken it to Wimby. And Wimby, by the way, El Foldo, you saw the pass that everybody knows about.
Yeah, what happened?
Hey.
So let's go back. So I'll take you back in time. This is Friday night. I'm on the rooftop bar. Yeah, buzzed. Let's go with buzzed.
It's fine.
But I'm watching basketball.
You're
with
watching?
A couple beers in my hand.
Yeah. What do you mean a couple beers in your hand?
I was double fisting.
Okay. All right.
That's an uncommon
Thanks
term
for the
for
clarification.
You. Double fisting at the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rooftop bar at the Crossroads Hotel in KC.
Okay.
And I see Brunson missed the free throw. Okay, it's a 1-point game. Here comes the Spurs' chance to win the game.
About 10 seconds.
10 seconds to go. And then I don't really know what happened. The pass is, what happened there?
Castle turned his back. I mean, he threw it to Castle.
Just throwing up the court?
Yeah, Castle didn't see it. Brunson was standing right there. He got the ball and then was fouled. And made the 2 free throws.
Right.
Win. Yeah. Bad letdown by Wimby. I don't know what he's doing in that situation.
Well, he's still young.
He is. He is young. And he's getting it. He's hurting them. I mean, it's interesting to say it, but Wimby's hurting them.
You know, perhaps those.
Wimby missed the last shot. Settled for a mid-range. It wasn't a bad shot. Now, I talked this over with 2 of the grandkids, Cashin and Alex. They thought, why is he taking a mid-range? Go to the hole. I thought, no, that's a good shot. A good shot.
Perhaps when we were assessing the finals, I mean, not just me, but collectively the country, and who should be the favorite, we didn't realize how much the youth factor of the Spurs could be.
Yeah.
I mean, they could still come back and win the series. They could. It does not look great to that because this is now 2 games.
They're down 2-0.
They're playing a team that's won 13 straight games and now has back-to-back games at home to potentially sweep the finals in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, Brunson has, is a very, you don't like it, but he's a good player.
I don't like Brunson was 6 for 20. Hold on. Brunson was 6 for 20.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit HIMS.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by HIMS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit HIMS.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
24. Double check that the other night. He didn't play well at all, Jake. They won despite Brunson. Now, listen, when I say I don't like Brunson, I just don't like the way he plays. I don't mind Brunson. I'm sure he's a good
guy. For 25.
7 for 25. He played terrible.
So he had 20 points. Bridges had 20 points on 8 of 13. Carl Anthony Towns, 21. They had three guys go for 20 plus.
What was Towns' rebounding assist total?
So Towns was efficient. 8 for 12 shooting, 21 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists.
You know what I heard? It's interesting. Sam Mitchell on NBA radio said what Mike Brown did was the staff, or Mike Brown, went back and watched Cat in high school. And you know what Cat did in high school? He's more of like a facilitator, point forward, scored a lot, obviously, but he initiated more. He's a great initiator, sees the court really well.
But he did that at times in Minnesota.
He did.
Though.
I mean, hey, I'm not saying
he was their star in Minnesota.
Right. It's not like he went from one to the other. He's just more now. He's more facilitating now. But he's taken it to Wimby. He really is.
I still wonder. Again, I'm not an NBA diehard, you know that, but I still wonder how fans in Minnesota feel about the fact that they traded away Cat. They could have Cat and Anthony Edwards for a long time together.
Well, I would think they. I don't know.
And Minnesota's still a very good team. Again, they won a series this year in the postseason. They did not advance all the way where they wanted to go, but they had a great season. They're still good playoff team.
Yeah, they're good. I don't know what the dynamics there are. I don't know what they got, what they lost. So I don't want to just sign off on the fact that Timberwolves fans might be upset. I don't know if they are or not. I know this, that what's happening in this series is that New York's it's like swingmen, their forwards are outplaying San Antonio's at a high level. You know who I'm talking about? Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart.
Well, Hart had no points in the last game.
But he's part of that trio. Hart, Bridges, and OG.
Ananobi.
Yeah.
From Indiana.
Yeah.
Now, the story tonight, I saw Josh Hart talk about this the other day, that he was upset. You know, he's happy that there's excitement with the fan base in New York, but have you seen the prices for tonight's game?
Yeah, I've heard about it. I've heard it's the most expensive ticket in sports history.
Well, this would give that good justification. I'm looking right now at Vivid Seats on the ESPN app. The lowest ticket price as of right now for tonight's 7:30 game in Madison Square Garden, the lowest price, Sip, is $4,753.
That's the lowest.
The cheapest seat. You're paying almost $5,000 to get a seat for not even a clinching game in the finals.
That's the lowest.
Now imagine if they win this and what it's going to cost for game four when they could potentially wrap up the finals.
Yeah, I just wonder what the highest is.
I mean, they're expecting, President Trump's going to be in the arena tonight too. So it's, it's going to be a crazy scene at the Garden.
The concerning thing is if they sweep and then clinch, then what's New York going to be like? I mean,
they haven't had a title for a while.
73.
I'm talking about any sport. I mean, the Giants, I guess, had it in 2013 for football.
12, something like that.
2012, 2012.
But they haven't had an NBA title since 1973. So we'll see come on. What are we looking at here? I think
it appears
it's sweet.
They've won 13 straight and they've got two straight games at home where they've been incredible all year.
It wasn't like they were widely picked to do this.
No, they weren't. Been a great run of the postseason for them.
I mentioned Sam Mitchell because he did. Hey, Jake, he did pick the Knicks to win it.
Well, good job, Sam.
Yeah.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on The Ticket.